Our verses today are from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
The inspired word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A few years back, the blower in my car went out, and it made it so that I could have my blower on high or off. And that's great when you're just getting started, but it's also not that great when it gets too hot or when it gets too cold. And it became evident that we needed to get the blower fixed. We did some checking, and it sounded like if we took it into a repair person, it was going to cost us a fair amount of money. But our kind of mechanical-minded son said he had fixed his, and he found a YouTube video on how to do it, and that he showed my husband Dale where to find it, and Dale watched the YouTube video, bought the part, and for next to nothing and without very much time, he was able to fix the blower in the car. And that was really nice that it didn't cost us much. The internet is overflowing with how-to videos, right? Have you ever looked at how-to videos? They're overflowing. How to fix a car, how to do an updo for your hair. My daughter loves to look at those, you know, updos. How to build a piece of furniture, how to paint a certain way, all kinds of things. Whatever you want to know how to do, go on the internet, Google it, and you'll find a video on how to do something. But where do we go when we want to know how to live as a follower of Jesus Christ? We go to the Bible, right? We go to the Bible, and we can go to the Bible online. If you've ever been to BibleGateway.com, you'll see that there are more than I could count, so I didn't count them. Whole bunches of versions of the Bible in all kinds of different languages. You can download an app. On my tablet, I actually have an app for a Bible, and so I can go to the same version on my device. Or you can go to the Old Standard. You have some printed ones in your pews, the printed Bible. But that's where we go for our how to live as a follower of Jesus Christ. If you want to know how to pray, there are lots of different scriptures. In fact, you'll see that there are lots of different scriptures. We've picked out seven of them for us for the next weeks in worship. What today's version is in James, and that's a really good how-to because the book of James is a good book on how to live as a follower of Jesus Christ. And so when we read what we read today in James 5, we see how to pray. It's James's how-to video on how to pray. It helps us to do best to follow Christ. And following Christ isn't merely calling ourselves a Christian, though we know plenty of people do that, call themselves a Christian but don't actually live it. It's about daily allowing Christ into our hearts in order to allow Christ to guide our everyday living. That's why we need a how-to book called the Bible. And yet it's not enough to truly follow Christ. We must communicate regularly with Christ. You'll notice in our worship service, we put in an actual prayer time, but we pray at other times in the service as well. Our singing is an offering of worship and prayer. Communication with Christ happens when we pray, and it's actually a two-way street. I mean, we can go to God with a list of, I want, I want, I want, will you do? But prayer is a two-way street. Prayer is speaking to God, and prayer is listening for God's guidance back to us. That's why we have a time of silent reflection. That's our opportunity to pray out loud and then listen to what God is saying to our hearts. This two-way kind of communication with Christ happens through prayer. It doesn't happen through email because Christ doesn't email. And it doesn't happen with text because Christ doesn't text. And Jesus isn't on Facebook, though we see plenty of representations of sort of words of Jesus on Facebook. But Jesus isn't doing those things. Jesus communicates with us, not through technology, but through our hearts and through our relationship. And that happens through the act of prayer. The author of the book of James lays out pretty clearly what prayer is all about. And my little device here. In verse 13, it says, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. What kind of trouble are we called to pray about? Can we pray about financial trouble, relationship trouble, school troubles, work problems? We can pray about any kind of trouble that we want. God wants to hear about all of our trouble and have it be lifted to God. In James 5, it goes on to say, is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Christ wants us to rejoice when we are happy. Christ wants us to lift up those things that bring us joy. We're celebrating the birth of a baby in our midst. That's cause for celebration. That's cause to sing songs of joy. We are called to give thanks for the joys in our lives. James goes on to say, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Oops. That's okay. Is anyone among you sick? Right in the middle, sorry. You're fine. Thanks, Brian, for doing this. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. When a person is sick, it's good to call the elders of the church. And I don't know if you know who the elders of the church are. Anybody know who they are? Any gig leaders out there? Raise your hand if you're a gig leader. Okay. So you're elders in the church. Raise your hand if you're on leadership council. You're an elder in the church. Raise your hand if you lead another group in the church, a ministry. Raise your hand. Yeah. So you are the elders of the church, the leaders of the church, those folks that have committed your life to serving the Lord. But it could be just a close friend, too, that has a deep faith in the Lord. And it doesn't say it in the scripture, but laying on of hands is a way to pray. Whenever I go to the hospital to be with somebody that's having surgery or is experiencing some health issues, I hold their hand or put my hand on their shoulder, on their arm, because the laying on of hands, the touching of a person in need of healing, prayer, is a very, very powerful thing. And then the scripture talks specifically about anointing for healing. Anointing is another way to pray over the sick. I told you there was a little yellow sheet in there, and it says, it has the scripture that this came from, and we're going to actually have the opportunity to have some anointing prayer later on. When I first arrived in Cedar Rapids to serve as a pastor there, there was a gentleman who was in and out of the hospital. My first couple months there, he was in and out of the hospital like every 2 weeks. Had some serious health problems. About the fourth or fifth time that he went in the hospital, I did one of these, I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner, I took my anointing oil, and I went to visit him in the hospital. And I said to him, we need to get this thing under control. I'm going to anoint you with oil if you would like me to. And he said, please do. So I put a cross on his forehead with the anointing oil, and I prayed over him. And he prayed, and we prayed together. And I got to tell you, it was 5 months before he went to the hospital again. He was in and out every couple weeks. It was 5 months until the next one that he was in. That was progress. That was healing that was profound in his life. And he named it. He came to church every week and said, I'm still here and I haven't been in the hospital. Pastor Jenny prayed with me with anointing oil. Anointing oil is a powerful way to pray, a powerful way to bring healing. Today during communion, you'll have the opportunity to be anointed with oil for any kind of healing that you need, be it spiritual or mental, relational, physical, mental, whatever it is, you'll have the opportunity to come and be anointed either with oil on your hand with a cross or on your forehead. The oil has been blessed, and we will anoint you if you would like to be. In the anointing, it's not me that's doing the healing. I need you to know that. I don't do the healing. I'm the vessel for the anointing oil. God does the healing. God does the healing in the person. It is all through God. And God knows our prayers, and God asks us to lift up our prayers and do that. James goes on to say other ways to pray. If you have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. This is a tough one because nobody really wants to fess up about what they've done, right? You don't like to share with other people the tough stuff in your life, the bad stuff. And yet, Scripture tells us that we need to confess our sins. We're to talk to others about how we've sinned, confess them aloud, and then ask another person to pray for us, a person that we care about, a person that we can trust, a gig leader, again, maybe those elders in the church. If you look on the front of your bulletin, you'll find a prayer of confession. We've all sinned, so we all need confession. I invite you to pray this prayer with me now. On the front of your, it's right on the front, prayer of confession. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to take that with you. Actually, it's also on the purple sheet that you can take with you. It's important for us to actually name the sins that need confessing, and to share them with a trusted person. And that trusted person can help us to turn away from those sins and live a life more in Jesus Christ. Prayer is a pretty powerful thing, and yet there are people among us who only see prayer as a last resort. So the last resort is that you see that you think that you can try to handle it yourself, and you use all the earthly ways that you know to solve whatever problem is happening, and don't go to God in prayer. God wants us to go first to God and not try to handle it ourselves. James 5:16 says, the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. Powerful and effective. That's what prayer is all about. My friends, prayer does make a difference. Prayer will hold us accountable to cease from the behaviors that are hurting us and hurting our relationships with those around us. Prayer can and does bring healing. Prayer can and does bring us comfort. Prayer is about bringing us into closer relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus wants our whole heart, not just part of it, not just some of the days of the week, but 7 days a week, our whole heart, all of us. Christ wants all of us. Prayer is life-changing. We have no proof, unfortunately, to explain how it works. We have no way to even know what prayer is all about. But we must simply pray faithfully, we must pray daily, and we must pray in all circumstances. So when we do that, then we need to trust. We need to trust that God cares for us, cares for our prayers, and is in the midst of what we are praying. My friends, I urge you to pray today. I urge you to pray every single day. Talk to Jesus as a friend. You don't need fancy prayers. Just talk to Jesus as a friend. Tell him what's on your heart. Tell him what you need to unload. Ask him for healing. Ask God for whatever. Your friend is listening. And you can lift that up in love to Christ. There's no right or wrong way to pray. Really, there isn't. We're going to be giving you over the next 7 weeks some models for doing that. But if you forget them, just talk to Christ. If you would like to know more about prayer and the ways to pray, there are groups on Sunday mornings. There are groups throughout the week that are praying, are looking at these sheets and using that as part of their study time together. Or find a partner and use this to study or do it on your own. There's a place on your insert, or you can mark it on your insert if you need more information there. We'd love to connect you with a group and help you increase your time with God through prayer. Let us pray. Giver of life, sustainer of all that is, help each one here pray with a new heart. Help them to be bold in the asking and be willing to share with you all that is on their hearts. Help them to understand the power of prayer to change all who follow Christ in such a deep level. Help us to go deeper with you, Lord. Amen.